Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Maury Martin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Maury Martin. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Dillinger goes all the way around to score. Minoso moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to second. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Massey moves to third. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoso. Limmer reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Limmer moves to third. Majeski moves to second. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Limmer scores. Majeski moves to third. Tipton moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Lenhart moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Clark reaches second base with a double. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Limmer moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Massey hits a line drive towards third. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Limmer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Limmer. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Limmer steals second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Majeski reaches third base with a triple. Limmer scores. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lenhart moves to second. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Lenhart moves to third. Massey moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox is hit by the pitch. Dillinger moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lenhart is walked intentionally. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 3 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tipton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a line drive into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 4 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dillinger bunts towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Pierce moves to second. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vallow. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pierce scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Jim Busby now playing center field. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-4 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Limmer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.